The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We have gathered this evening to commemorate the shahadat of our 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Raza alayhi salatu wa salam. Now I would like to take this opportunity to talk about the famous dimension of the life of the Imams, which is the process of guiding the community, educating the community, and imparting with the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with it. And this is where we see that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, having blessed our Imam, especially with wisdom and knowledge, you know, the rulers of the time who were against them, they could take everything from them. But when it comes to their own personality, their own character, especially the wisdom and knowledge that Allah has given to them, nobody can take that away from them. And that is the reason that, you know, all the planning and strategies against Imams would fail. You look at this case of Imam Raza alayhi salam. Mamun Rashid planned this trip from Medina all the way to Marv, which is in Turkmenistan, north of Afghanistan. His instructions was, don't make him go through Kufa or Qum, because those are the areas where his followers are there. Mamun Rashid had his own plans. But as we say, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in, you know, mysterious ways. What he did actually turned out to be beneficial for the Shia faith. All these areas where Imam Raza alayhi salam passed by, especially when you talk about, you know, Ahwaz, Nishapur, Mashhad area, you know, these are the areas where people were not that much familiar with Shia faith. But he was a descendant of Rasulullah in that faraway land. This is not Medina. Iran is far away. And for the Muslims, where now he is coming as an official guest of the Khalifa. So he is given the honor, respect. People welcome him without any hesitation or fear, you know, of being informed and, you know, called by the rulers or their agents. And that is where people actually came to see look at the Imam, that he is the descendant of Rasul. In Nishapur especially, they wanted to hear the hadith from him. Now, there were many, many scholars in Nishapur those days. Nishapur was a city of scholars. And there are many, many muhaddiseen among Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah who come from that city. But it is very different narrating, you know, hearing a hadith from somebody who is a learned scholar than hearing a hadith from a descendant of the Prophet who says, I heard from my father. Who heard it from his father? You know, going all the way back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this dimension of Imam, you know, as a descendant of Rasulullah, was very appealing, even for those who were not Shias. And that is where we see that, you know, whatever Mamun Rashid had planned, it didn't really work. And eventually he realized that, you know, my strategy is not going to work. And so he ended up basically doing the same thing that his forefathers had done and others had done. After Karbala, you know, the sword was not used against the imams. All the imams later on, you see, they have been killed by poisoning. Especially when you look at Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam, you know, when we talk about the Azal of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Radha alayhi salam, you know, his father is immediately, you know, he's the first generation before him. But if you go and ask the difference between Shahadat of Karbala and the Shahadat of other imams, although his own father died in prison, none of the imams died in prison with poisoning. But if you go and ask Imam Radha alayhi salam, O Imam, whom should we remember? You know, in the famous narration that he had for, he talks about this issue of Muharram. He says, Yabn al-Shabib, in kunta bakiyan, O Ibn al-Shabib, if you ever cry, cry on Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. This azadari that we have been doing in the 2 months, this is part of the tradition of Imam Radha alayhi salam. Ask Imam Radha alayhi salam, why don't you tell us to remember your father? No, he says, remember my grandfather Hussein ibn Ali. Why? Because he utters a sentence there which is so powerful. He says, لِعَنَّهُ ذُبِحَ كَمَا يُذْبَحَ الْكَبْشِ, because he was slaughtered like the sheep is slaughtered. You know, among our 11 imams, they were killed by poisoning. Only in 2 cases you see sword is being used. In case of Imam Ali and Imam Hussein. But even between the two, there is a difference. Ali was injured in the masjid. And because of that injury, you know, the shahadat happened 2 days after that. But in case of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, his shahadat actually happened by slaughtering. And that is why Imam Radha alayhi salam uses the term, لِأَنَّهُ وُبِحَ, because he was slaughtered like the sheep is slaughtered. You know, today we have gathered to mourn Imam Radha alayhi salam. One of the unique aspect of his shahadat, that he was gharibul ghuraba. He was so far away from his hometown, away from his family, there was nobody there. Ala lanatullahi ala alqawm al-zalimeen, say'alamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalibin yanqalibun.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.